Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone, and welcome to another segment here at Life Transparency. Wasn't that an amazing awakening by Dr. Juanita Bynum? I love it. Do you ever just go through a time in your life where you're crying, oh, Father, I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I acted that way. I don't know why I did that. And then the pain just becomes so great in your heart because there is an underlying carrot that is determined to keep you so messed up before people that he'd be deigning your witness. But there is a message that the Lord has given me over the last couple of days, and he says, everyone can heal. Will you declare that today? Everyone can heal. Just say, I can heal. I can heal. And that's what life transparency is all about. Coming to the table and opening up everything that has been set before God, but now has to now be set before us. Today's episode will allow us to see the outside of this room. We've entered in weeks ago throughout this broadcast. Whew, so let's take a deep breath, because we're entering the doors of your heart, the center of man, the core of who we are. 1 Samuel 18 and 5 declares that man, he sees the outward appearance, but God sees our heart. And what's amazing about that is not only does God see our heart, but he also sees our outward actions that is being promoted by the issues that are in our hearts. Remember, you entered this room, and at the head of the table sat issues. Issues that pushed you into a corner and held you hostage and made you feel like you could never be who you always wanted to be, which made you get shackled by fear, who hangs around to paralyze you from living your best life. Anybody ever been there other than me? The heart above all things is wicked. That's what Jeremiah declares in Jeremiah 17 and 9. He said, the heart above all things is wicked. Who can understand it? Who can tame it? Who can bring some clarity to what's happening in our lives? He declared also in Samuel how, while God is looking at our heart, you know, God knows the very of your heart. You know how Paul puts it, and I'll just kind of paraphrase just a tad bit. He says, what I want to do right, evil is present. And that I should do, I don't do, because when I look, something else is going on in my members. That member is in my heart, undealt with issues. People that have hurt us in our childhood. People that have hurt us as we've grown throughout the years, and we never dealt with it. We never had closure. And we shared on last broadcast, we're all not going to get a chance to have closure, especially if somebody has passed on. Okay? So we definitely want to be ready for that. One thing that I want to declare to you today is that you are loved. You are loved. You're loved beyond your wildest dreams. Well, I said this, and I treated them like that, and I was like this. But you, when you said I was, you acknowledged I got issues and I need help. But see, the key to all of that is because you're loved and have mercy and have had mercy, the Bible says that the day you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. So you may say, but did I hear his voice? You're hearing his voice today on this broadcast of Gospel Ordinary People Outreach Ministry. You're hearing his voice today through Life Transparency Radio. You're hearing his voice today just like I had to. I had to wait till I was in my deepest despair, bitter, hurt, confused. And I was preaching the gospel on top of all of that, teaching the gospel on top of all of that. Misunderstood, misunderstanding. Broken, because I never reached in and took time to deal with the issues that was in my heart. I promise just one word will turn on some light and drive that darkness back in your life. Loved. I came up with an acronym, Life of Victory Every Day. In your mind that every morning that you get up, first, God, forgive me. Forgive my trespasses that I might forgive those who trespass against me. Forgive my debts that I might forgive those of my debtors. So many times we hold people captive to us because we won't heal. And then pride and bitterness sets in so much so that you can't even see the damage that's done in your heart because the crust of pride has made you bury it to put a wall up to keep you from being hurt again, disappointed again, broken again. You don't want to love again. You don't want to open your heart again. And the time that you do out of emotions. Remember, the heart is the center. I got a little information about that. The heart as the center hidden emotional, intellectual, and moral activity. The heart as center of hidden emotional, intellectual, moral activity. And I got that from the Bible study too. Hidden, nothing exposed. And in darkness, things fester. You ever put a loaf of bread that you've opened up in one of those good bread cubbies, and if you don't return to it and make sure you checking the dates and checking the expiration and making sure the moisture is still good, and then all of a sudden you see this dark mold just start growing up on that beautiful buttered wheat bread? Because we did not attend to it. Make up in your mind that every morning you're going to attend to the issue. One issue at a time. Unforgiveness is a gift that you might be forgiven. So you're loved. You have mercy, have had mercy. So now that you hear this broadcast, please, I'm begging you, I beseech you, I'm begging you, don't harden your heart when you have the opportunity to be free. We talked about wandering around in the darkness and trying to find that key that will bring us into the light. When that light came on, it was then that we realized that we were never tied to any of these issues in our lives. We were never tied to them. We just sat there because the enemy of our soul shackled us to fear. He held us captive to fear. They hurt your feelings over something that you said, so now you don't want to talk no more. All of a sudden, you've been around somebody that was arrogant and flamboyant, and all of a sudden, you don't want to go out and be around people like that no more because now you feel like you're not good enough. You see how the enemy does? For God so loved us that he sent Jesus to die for us. Now, in our lifetime, we don't think we're worth nobody dying for us because we've done so much damage in other people's lives. We won't let people love us, and we won't love people. We won't be reached into because we won't reach out. The word says we have not because we ask not. It's okay to say, you know what, I need a hand up. I need help. I need a hug. I need love. You can go back into our archives on the broadcast, and you'll see this ministry that we were a part of called Freedom Center Ministries. And it was then and only then, because we didn't have a hugging family. I didn't come out of a household where we hugged and loved on each other. Now, I did that with my baby sister because she had a lot of ailments. She couldn't halfway talk. She couldn't halfway hear. She stumbled when she spoke, and she needed the extra love that my mother did not give. I made a vow, and I told you I would be transparent on this broadcast. I made a vow that I would hug my children. I would kiss them until the day I leave here. I will not let anything separate me from loving what God has blessed me with. That person that's in your life that has hurt you, that's a gift. The gift that you can expose forgiveness to. So if you can't just run around day after day after day after day after person after person after person after everybody, every time you run into somebody new, eventually it becomes old. And your old self is going to show up. Somebody's always going to say something that's going to make you feel, I got to go. Fight or flight. Fight or flight. That was me. I've been there. Wanting love, needing love, but wouldn't expose myself to love. And so I'm going to take it to the church now. So we want to preach. We want to sing. We want to dance. We want to do all these things with our hearts messed up. And all that we give to the people, we can't receive the same thing from God because we won't open our hearts to give the love or receive it. So he gave his son Jesus to die. And like I said, in this lifetime, we wouldn't think that nobody would die for us. We don't feel worthy. Well, I did this, and I felt like this. And you just don't, condemnation has set so comfortably in your life that you don't even want to lift up your head and be open to people. Oh, but the devil is a liar, because we're coming out of this. We're going to come out of this together. Isn't it good news to know that somebody loves you enough in spite of you, and issues, in spite of your disappointments, despite of things that happen to you in your life, they love you enough to die for you? Isn't that good news? Actually, it's more than just a verse in a book. It's healing. It's freedom. It's being loved when you don't even deserve it. You ever just won't never smile? You ever just won't let people see? And we talked about that outward appearance, how God looks on the heart and man looks on it. We do a lot of damage just from the issues that's in our heart to people that are around us. Our circle could never be effective because we're either affected by what intimidates us, what makes us feel less than, because we never dealt with not being confirmed or affirmed in our childhood. Something happened that drove you back that won't allow you to be the wonderful and awesome and beautiful person that God called you to be. We need to bring all of this to the table. Freedom. Don't you want freedom? Don't you want to be able to love and just be like, you know what? It's okay to love. It's okay to be open. It's okay to have some peace. Man, my life was so chaotic. I told you I was going to be transparent in this broadcast. My life was so chaotic and so full of fear. I was just lost trying to be a mother. It's a wonder my children turned out as great as they did. Yeah, I said that. It's a wonder because my mind was just so bombarded with fear and distractions and hurt and brokenness and confusion and things that happened in our household that I didn't understand and nobody explained it to me, and I was always being dismissed, never affirmed. Gave a woman's tea back in 2006 when I had moved back to Maryland. And everybody has their own story and their own way of looking at things. I posted on my Facebook page, you can live in the same household and not all come out the same. I always hear my boys say to my daughter, We grew up, you got the same thing we got, and you just don't choose to choose. Look, that's her choice. Everybody's not going to come out the same. Everybody has their own individual identity. Though we grew up in the church, though we had a thing of unity, it was a dysfunctional family. And except somebody really embraced the God that we was being taught about, the prayers that we were being taught to pray, I'm telling you, I would be in the cuckoo bin. I almost was there several times. But we talked about that mercy. We talked about that goodness. We talked about that healing and that freedom and that peace that I so desired to have. So many times the pain in our hearts won't allow us to think clearly, love freely, even really activate who we really are. Maybe you feel there's no hope. Maybe you feel like it's too late. The day that you hear this broadcast, don't harden your heart. This is your opportunity to know that you're not as dysfunctional as you think you are. I believe that every emotion has a desire behind it. You know, we often say evil is as evil thinks, or evil is, or as evil does. That's a desire. I've been walking around in pain since February the 8th, 2016. And because I know that pain is not the God in my life, I'm not going to attack people around me that I have to love and be a part of. People to feel the pain that I feel. I often say this. I wouldn't wish the pain that I have in my body on nobody. not even my worst enemy. So why would I give it to my loved one? Oh, I'm excited about this broadcast. We're going forward. Will you say that and declare it with me today? I'm going forward. Every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to declare life of victory every day. I'm going to repent and I'm going to be repented too. I'm going to open my heart and I'm going to be free. I choose to be free. Even if you got the right, you know what I do? I take things and I write it down as many times as I can because I find that repetition brings back memory for me. Oh, I'm so excited. And you know what? That's our time here. I'm just so excited about what God is getting ready to do in your life. I see a life of freedom. I see a life of hope. I see a life of peace. I see a life of love and being loved with no strings attached. No fear saying if I step out here, something's going to happen. If I stop playing games with yourself. Just step on out there, close your eyes, and trust God that he's going to love you the way you deserve to be loved through whomever he chooses to love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us here at Life Transparency. I'm your host, Bonnie Green. God bless.